Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
We reached out more than we had calls coming in.
Wait a minute. Oh, Dale! Oh, no!
But we were very active. It's not about making deals. It's about making good deals.
Dale Arnold.
In my understanding, Patriots ownership is willing to pay Brady more than $30 million.
The $30 million report, I don't know where it came from. I don't think it came from a reliable source.
Rich Keefe.
I swear to God, we the worst. We the worst.
Dale and Keefe, middays.
He's on
the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number three, Dale and Keefe. Sports Radio WEEI. Andy Hart, WEEI.com, is in the house with us. The Red Sox have been making news today, and it started with the trade of Mookie Betts, and then it was on, then it was off, and is it back on? Are they negotiating?
What do you guys want out of that? Just like another prospect at this point?
That's you're
not,
what I think.
Mookie Betts is not coming back.
Lou
Mookie
Maloney,
Betts is not going to play for the Red Sox.
No.
I know
he's
there's
gone.
Some people hopeful of that. Yeah. That's not happening.
Lou Maloney brought up the same question on Twitter that I asked earlier. Why are the Red Sox negotiating with the Twins? The deal was between the Dodgers and the Twins for Gratterall. So why aren't the Dodgers trying to get another prospect out of them?
It was a three-team trade, right?
But the deal first was Gratterall goes for Kenta Maeda,
right?
You know, from the Twins to Los Angeles. Then the Dodgers can trade.
Yeah. I mean, he should go to both teams, really. I mean, Gratterall is the one that's damaged goods.
And so which team is questioning it? So if you look at it as two separate trades,
yeah.
He would get traded to the Dodgers, medicals. Are they questioning the medical, or is it the Red Sox?
It's the Red Sox, because, again,
so the Dodgers approved that trade.
Yeah, so they're just spinning it that way. They're like, all right,
How about we get a prospect added to the deal that doesn't have any injuries or questions?
Yeah, the Dodgers have like five guys
that are
in the top 100.
I don't want any scandals. I don't want any back problems, shoulder problems.
A guy who's not hurt, a guy who's not 300 pounds, and a guy who wasn't a part of just a bizarre situation down there. I did not like that. I did not like reading that.
A guy that maybe could be a, starter.
Yeah, that wouldn't kill you.
Right?
A starting pitcher for Mookie Betts. You're not asking for
much. And I'm with my guy,
you're
Bloom.
You're also giving up a starting pitcher, by the way, and paying for half of his contract.
And I still think that's the key to the deal. Because I think everybody accepts Mookie Betts is great. So Mookie Betts is going to be good elsewhere.
Yes, at least for
a few
years.
But if you have to watch David Price pitch like 180 innings and win 18 games or something for the Dodgers, that's going to be a kick in the cojones.
His numbers won't be bad because he's now in the NL West, which is like
he's
a most pitcher
ballpark
division.
Yeah. Isn't that going to hurt?
It's going to hurt Mookie as well, by the way.
Right.
He's going to get his money, don't get me wrong, but his numbers may suffer because he's in pitcher-friendly ballparks a lot.
But as long as he's only going to get 390, Dale, instead of 420.
Yeah, as long as his war
is
good.
No, I said his money, he's going to get his money. But his numbers may not be the same as they were here.
I mean, Bellinger put up crazy numbers, and he's playing in that park and in those stadiums out there. So I think Betts will still have one of the best wars next year. That's all he's going to need to get one of the biggest deals in the history of baseball.
Plus, he's only worth one win, right, according to Vegas?
Believe is that what
Sox
it went up to?
Dropped one.
Oh, the Red Sox dropped one?
Lost one win.
Their number's a little high. Is it like 86.5 or something? 86.5.
Under. And it went down to 85.5, or it was one win he was good
for. I'll take the under on that.
Taking the under. Very negative, Rich Keefe.
Well, so how are you positive on the Red Sox?
They got a new manager. They got a big trade. They got a young arm and a young bat.
Nope.
Sounds positive
to
me.
The young arm doesn't feel so good, though.
The young arm is going to eat himself out of the league.
But I don't care. I
like
am
a big
simple.
Guy? You like a Rich Garces?
A big guy who throws 98. Okay, we'll see what we can do. I like that start.
He tops out at 103.
He's going to blow
his
arm out.
Either. That's an Andy conspiracy. I don't buy any gun that goes over 100.
He's going to blow his arm out pitching for the Woo Sox, and we're going to say, whoa, we didn't see this one coming.
Well, yeah.
It was not a good trade.
But if it blows out on a pitch that goes 103, like Dale says, I'll be impressed.
We'll just watch that on a loop on Twitter.
So it started with that. We're still awaiting the outcome of that. Then Peter Abraham was the first to report today that the Red Sox are ready to give the managing job to Ron Renicke. But they got to wait for the Major League Baseball report to come out, which, according to the commissioner yesterday, he hopes to have done before the start of spring training. Well, we don't have a whole lot of days left.
No.
Assuming they take the weekend off like everybody else does.
Plus, what's the official start? Is that when they report? Is that when their first official workout is? Because I see Chris Sale on my Twitter feed throwing.
Yep, they're down there.
On what appears to be a spring training
field. A lot of guys there already. Here's the other thing.
And who's telling them what to do?
Nobody. It's just chaos.
Well, they've got a whole program. And I'll also say this. Why Renicki is the safe choice for the Red Sox, he has been running spring training for the Red Sox for the last couple of years. Alex Cora is the manager, but Renicki really ran spring training. He'll be running spring training again now. It's just he'll have the additional title tacked onto it.
So you could say it's
paid more to do it.
It's clearly not as much of a jarring change for the team.
Exactly.
But then you ask yourself, well, is that a good sign? You know, they underachieved last year. They just
the plan
moved on
coming out of spring training last year sucked, right? Wasn't that the whole criticism?
Because I saw the Bradford article on WEEI.com said, oh, this will be popular for the players. So we're making the players happy? They missed the playoffs a year ago. You just traded the best guy, but hey, as long as they're comfortable.
Well, I also think, though, that, and let's pick the names of either of the guys that they've reportedly interviewed who are not internal candidates, Luis Urieta, John Gibbons. You know, they come in and say, all right, here's how we're doing spring training. And everything that they planned on for the last X number of months gets chucked in the garbage can, and we're starting from scratch. You promote Ron Renicki from within. Yeah. At least that part of this transition is taken care of.
Are they doing the same spring training that they did last year with the pitchers? Because that didn't work.
Well, Alex Cora said last year that they weren't going to do the same thing.
But then he also said...
But
he said they had no regrets, too, that he would just do it the same way. They're like, I don't...
But to be fair, Tony La Russa said they did have some regrets and they learned from it.
He did. Right. I don't think Cora ever did, though, which was kind of surprising.
Sometimes it's tough to admit when you're wrong.
Yeah, but he didn't want to manage this year anyway.
he wanted a year off.
Too much bad PR for him. He's like, I'm still getting paid, right? I'm just going to go home. I'll see you guys.
So Renicki would get a bump in pay, right?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Okay. Yeah, you go from bench coach to manager.
Because he should.
If he has a good agent, he would. Should.
Well, I think if he has a bad agent, he should.
Yeah.
He should know he's one of the few candidates. As Dale said, he's the simplest candidate. I ran it last year. I'll run it this year. You don't have to change anything.
I ran it the last 2 years.
Right.
I ran spring training the last 2 years.
Give me my money.
And that part, I don't imagine the financial negotiation took very long. The Red Sox, presumably Sam Kennedy, said this is what we're willing to pay. And he says, okay, away we go.
I still can't believe how bad it's gotten in a year or 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
They won the World Series in 18. They had a bunch of young guys. And yes, you knew that some of their contracts were coming up. But still... That was a pretty good spot to be in. Yeah, the farm system wasn't great, but you know, you had to trade guys to get Sale and to get Kimbrel. But you went from winning the World Series to missing the playoffs, trading Betts and Price, firing Cora.
cheating.
And cheating. And oh yeah, by the way, you won in 18. I mean, that's kind of questionable at this point too. But man, like what an absolute collapse.
Somewhere Antonio Brown's like, whew, what a fall.
He's like, look at these
guys.
Pretty quick.
Why is everybody worried about me?
It's like Kyrie Irving, Antonio Brown, the Boston Red Sox.
It's hurtful. But you think it's a good job.
I think it's still
they can do much better than
a managerial job. I think there are worse jobs to take out there.
So according to John Heyman, what's holding up the Betts deal at the moment is the Red Sox are negotiating with the Twins for a second top prospect to go along with Gratterall. Which makes sense if you thought you were acquiring a potential starting pitcher, middle of the rotation guy, young, middle of the rotation, and now you're saying, well, wait a minute, what I acquired here is a sixth, seventh inning guy.
Right.
That's not what I'm not giving up Mookie Betts and David Price for that.
Yeah, that's a tough sell to the hometown. Not only did I trade him, but he might be a middle reliever.
But
throws hard, though, Andy, so you'll like him.
I'm kind of with Maloney, though, because if the Dodgers said, hey, we can get this guy that you want, and all we have to do is give up Kenta Maeda. We're signing off on that. We're all set. We got this guy. Now we're going to float him back to you, right? It's kind of how it all moved because the Red Sox didn't send anything to Minnesota. It was only the Dodgers that sent something to Minnesota. So it is a little weird. Or like maybe those two teams can work out some sort of additional deal.
But you're the one getting the damaged goods. Even though it goes through LA, you're the one who ends up with a pitcher who's damaged.
And it would appear that you didn't like what the Dodgers were offering. That's why the Dodgers had to make this deal with the Twins. Now, we don't want that and that and that, right. But we like this kid from the Twins. You get that deal done and we can talk.
But I find it hard to believe that the addition is going to be a top, quote-unquote, prospect. I mean, you're sort of like doubling your take from the Twins. Another top prospect. So
well,
if I'm the Twins, now do the Dodgers have to send me something else? Because Why am I giving up?
If I'm the Twins, I'm not trading two top prospects for Kenta Maeda.
Right.
Right.
So now I feel like
well, that's why I wondered why the Red Sox aren't negotiating with the Dodgers right, here instead anything, of with the Twins.
If anything, I'd be like, all right, fine, we'll keep Gratterall then.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, we'll give you another one, but we're not going to give you two.
They don't have Mookie Betts on the line here. They've got Kenta Maeda for Brewster Gratterall.
I think they could easily say, all right, you can have him back. We'll figure it out. We'll find another team.
We'll rehab him.
We can find another starter.
We'll get him on the Minnesota version of Awaken 180 and get the weight down a little bit.
He's going to need some help there for
sure. He's young. He's
not a great sign
yet.
Do you know what my metabolism was like when I was 21?
Eat whatever you wanted at any minute, and
not everybody's
gone.
The same though.
Well, must be nice.
There's a lot of fat 21-year-olds out there.
No, there's not.
Yeah, there are.
There really is.
I was one of them.
No, you
had the metabolism of a hummingbird.
Oh,
over
it was.
There.
It was incredible. You could eat whatever you wanted from like the ages of.
That's changed, huh?
Way changed. That is not what it used to be. That is for sure. But that's all right. I mean, he's 21. He's gaining a ton of weight. He's got a bum shoulder.
But he throws hard.
Yeah, The Twins have no reason to be like, okay, take whatever you want. Just make sure we get this deal done.
Well, that's why
the
this
Red
is
Sox
weird.
Need the deal done because they've already traded those guys away. And the Dodgers need the deal done because they're looking to get over the top. They're looking to win the World Series. They say we got Price in our rotation. We have Betts in our outfield and part of our plans probably for the future. The Twins are just kind of like also in this.
I got one more bit of baseball news for you. And this came out within literally the last 60 seconds or so from Andrew Marchand. Jessica Mendoza has resigned as a Met advisor and will no longer be on Sunday Night Baseball.
She's lost both jobs.
She will remain on ESPN doing weekday games, among other things.
How many weekday games do they do?
I don't know. I thought
she lost both these jobs like a while ago, or at least one of them a while ago.
Well, there was the report that she was going to lose Sunday Night Baseball.
Oh, yeah.
That was the first thing.
Oh, okay.
But that didn't happen until today, apparently.
She resigned. So, and this is all because she said Mike Fiers should have not told anybody?
Yes. All of this stems back. Which actually takes us back to the whole Astros cheating scandal because she criticized Mike Fiers for being the whistleblower.
Right. And didn't do it the right way.
She was both an ESPN commentator and a Mets advisor at the same time.
Didn't Pedro say the exact same thing? Didn't Pedro Martinez say the exact same thing? Like, hey, what are you doing? Like, take care of it somewhere else. Like, Mike Fiers. He's got all his jobs still.
Right, because he's Pedro.
I know, but certain people can get away with certain things.
He also only works for the team. He didn't have both a team position and an ESPN position.
Yeah.
Well, doesn't he do something for TBS or one of the Turner?
Only till the playoffs, right?
Yeah,
he doesn't do anything all season
and maybe
long.
That's still a job.
Maybe that's
though.
Done. Well, come playoffs, maybe he won't be doing it.
Yeah, maybe not.
Is the possibility. But wow, that was quite a fall for her. Plus,
yeah, like, see you later.
Dale, did you see the whole Mets ownership thing?
Oh, yeah.
We're
going to sell the team. What did they offer? $2.6 billion?
Right. But I get to run the team.
For a minority
stake. I'm going to sell it to you, but I get to still run it. And as I said to Rich, it's not like it's Bill Belichick saying that. If Bill Belichick says, I want to keep running the team, you're going to buy it, but for 6 years, I'm going to, okay, you've done a great job. You've built a dynasty.
You haven't exactly
done a great job with the Mets.
You're like, I want your billions of dollars, and I also want your team.
Hey,
I'm still going to run your team.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. You got to shoot your shot, right?
That's a negotiation is what it is.
What you run the risk of is that the other side of the negotiation says, we go.
Yep.
Yeah, they're not.
And they did.
They're not signing up.
To their credit, they did.
Yeah.
They said, no, we're out.
Got to be willing to walk away, Dale.
We'll go find somebody else, which they may or may not, but because they're the Mets. And
there's lots of billionaires out there.
They are a dumpster fire right now.
And not great.
Are they as bad as the Knicks?
No, nobody's
see?
Worse than the
so
Knicks.
So they're not the worst team in New York.
Nobody's worse than the Knicks.
Always got that for them.
Yeah, that's true.
So all of that stuff is going on. 617-779-7937. We will touch on the whole Brady saga because we haven't given an update yet today, although I think our buddy Andy Hart wrote about it.
I did.
On WEEI.com.
You see him quoting lyrics and stuff in his thing?
Is this like a
sophomore in high school starting a paper with this great war quote?
And when you followed back on Neil Sedaka songs?
Didn't your English teacher tell you not to start a thing with a quote?
I didn't take English.
I thought you were an English major.
I was. I'm just kidding. No kidding. Come on.
You know, no points for creativity?
No, I don't like it at all.
Well, you want to be just a wet blanket dry?
Yes.
Get right to the point.
Just give me the facts.
Nonfiction writing.
That's right.
Little words as possible.
What you do. He's got he even writes Neil Sedaka's 1962 Grammy nominated hit, Breaking Up It's Hard to Do. And he quotes it right out of the chute. I'm like, all right.
when you're quoting...
Andy Hart has had two pop culture references today. One was Jerry Maguire, which came out in the mid-90s. The other, a Neil Sedaka song from the early 60s.
Well, first of all, it's Neil Sedaka.
Don't care.
Not
See,
Sedaka.
That's the point. Don't know him.
And second of all, Andy Hart wasn't alive
right
when Neil Sedaka wrote this song.
Shows my breadth of knowledge.
Should have just quoted Shakespeare. You would have been better off.
I've done that. I don't doubt it.
You don't
a horse,
like creativity?
A horse, my kingdom
no,
for
I don't
a horse.
Care. That's not creative. You're stealing somebody else's stuff. Write your own stuff.
It was appropriate.
This was?
If you ain't Alex Cora said he loved the column.
Once we got derailed by the Neil Sedaka lyrics, but the overall point of the piece from Andy Hart, the fine piece on WEEI.com, I recommend you read it, is that
just
Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft have more to lose than Tom Brady does if this thing all falls apart.
Is this a tease or am I talking about it?
No,
we can talk about it. No, please talk about it. Please talk about it.
Well, I just look at it as if Tom leaves and it goes well, the upside
great
is
news
up.
For him. Great
for
him.
Goes well. Oh, for him.
For him. And it goes poorly, it's expected. It's a 43-year-old quarterback switching teams late in his career. Oh, the receivers, the coach, whatever. So what does he have to lose? He still does everything the same. He still gets a statue outside Gillette in 2 years, Hall of Fame in 3, Canton in 5, streets, everything. What changes? Nothing changes. No downside. All of us will stand, unlike Jay-Z, and applaud him when he comes back, correct?
I would assume
So there's no downside for him.
What if,
only upside.
But what if the details come out that he took less money to play somewhere else?
Well, I think you would immediately say, well, you pushed him away. You made it so bad.
I don't know if
him.
Everybody would say that, though.
I think a lot of people would.
Okay.
There's a lot of Tom fans. We've taken a lot of calls about people that said, I'll root for Tom over the Patriots.
Is it fair to say that some of this also depends on where he goes? Like, I just use this as an example. If he goes to the Jets.
That wouldn't be great.
If he went to the Steelers.
Yeah.
It'd be tough for Patriots fans, it'd be like, really?
But there's a couple of those, and they're very unlikely. Wouldn't you agree, Dale?
Yeah.
Very unlikely.
I'm just saying, depending on where he goes, that will affect the reaction when he comes back.
But even then, I think for the short stint, you're mad, and then it ends, and whatever, and you move on. There's that. But from a Patriots perspective, from a Bill Belichick, Robert Kraft management perspective, they have something to lose, right?
A ton to lose. I mean, what does your team do next year? Do you win the division for the millionth time in a row? Or is this, wait a minute, you missed the playoffs?
Oh, interesting.
What's going on? And
that never happened
good?
With Brady. Even if Brady's not good, though, I think the people that want to have an answer to Belichick Brady, who is more important, I think the right answer, we all agree, is they were very important together.
Unfortunately, there's no real
they
answer.
They reached heights.
They're kind of,
But if you want an answer, you can talk yourself into, Brady left and you didn't make the playoff. Hey, Bill, what have you ever won again without Brady?
That one, and I think you're in this case, Belichick has more to lose because Belichick, we still think, is the best coach in the league. Whereas Brady, we all acknowledge, he's 43. He's not the best
quarterback.
So if he goes somewhere and is 8-8, it doesn't answer the Bill versus Brady thing. But if Belichick goes 8-8 with whatever other quarterback.
And Brady goes and wins a Super Bowl in New Orleans.
But not even that. I'm saying even if, let's say Brady goes and has a fine season, nothing special. But Belichick really struggles. So now, all right, the year before you had Brady, you were 5-11. The year after Brady, you're 6-10 or whatever.
And Robert almost can't win unless they win. Unless they
comes back.
No,
you mean unless the
if
Patriots
Brady leaves
win without him.
And somehow you're 12-4, 13-3, I won't say Super Bowl, but you
you're
go
in
a
the
couple
AFC
games.
Championship.
Yes.
Or
that's almost the only way that Robert comes out looking good. Like, okay, you made the right decision.
Well, that'd be the same as Bill, though, right?
Well, but Robert has to deal with the emotion more than Bill does, because I think people look at Bill as the unemotional, bottom line guy.
He'll care less
whereas
about people
Robert,
saying, oh my God, how'd you let him go?
Some fans will
that'll
say,
get the craft.
You know, if the Patriots are mediocre and Brady's mediocre, couldn't we have just stayed together and been mediocre together for another year or two?
Is any part of it, the way this season ended, how does that impact? Because if they lose next year, say in the wild card round with somebody else, you'd say, well, they had Brady the year before they lost in the wild card round.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? It's not like they're not coming off of a Super Bowl. It would have been impossible, I think, to move on from them after the Rams Super Bowl win. Because now you're always comparing it to, you just won a Super Bowl. You didn't want to see what it looked like.
Right.
Like, at least that helps Belichick and Kraft, I think, is they lost to Miami the last week of the season. They didn't have a bye, and then they got trucked by the Titans.
But
so it's not like you're coming off this unbelievable season.
But I know my greatness is coming to an end if I'm a Patriots fan. It's unprecedented.
Well,
it's not going to continue. You know what I'd like to do? Mediocrity is coming. Maybe less than mediocrity is coming. Let's just do it together. Let's stay together for the kids.
Yeah.
Right?
That happens a lot.
And I think there's a strong argument to be made for that. There's very little as a Patriots fan stuck with the Patriots post-Tom Brady that I'm going to enjoy. Because I think we all agree it's going to be hard for them to win next year without Tom Brady. Whoever replaces. Whatever realistic replacement at quarterback, whether you think it's Jarrett Stidham, whether you think it's Andy Dalton, whether you think it's whoever, fill in a name there, unless they stun us and go out and get...
Ian Rapoport told us Nick Foles, Andy Dalton, Cam Newton.
You think they're going to win with any of those?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
Well, so what do you mean by win? What do you mean by win? I mean, they went 11-5 with Matt Castle, for crying out loud, long as Belichick
was.
But
I would say that was much better.
I think that roster was a lot better.
I'm including that. I'm including all the other stuff that's in there that you lost your offensive line.
Because they're
trending
down just personnel wise, right?
Yes.
Tooney's going to be gone. Van Noy's going to be gone. All those guys on defense are older. You don't have anybody to throw to besides Edelman, who's also certainly getting older. So.
It's going to be hard next year, regardless of who the quarterback is.
What would be a successful season just for Belichick minus Brady?
I think playoffs.
Playoffs. So do I.
That's the barometer.
Because that's basically what you were this year. You were a playoff team. That was it.
And the schedule is a consideration. It's a very difficult schedule.
Bad.
Good teams and lots of travel.
Yeah.
Playoffs?
Yeah.
I think playoffs is a win next year.
You lose the Buffalo. You lose the AFC East to the Buffalo Bills. But you get into the playoffs. Is that still a success?
I think so, if you're being realistic. If you want to hold them to their own standard, no. Because their standard was AFC title game. We get there every year. We either win it, we don't win it. We go to Super Bowl,
we win
that.
I think that's the goal if Brady comes back.
Oh, AFC title game.
Against the Chiefs.
Yeah.
If you lose to anybody besides the Chiefs, it looks like that was a bad season.
Which, in a way, you could argue Brady has more to lose if he comes back than if he leaves. Because the expectation is going to be high. Right? You just said... Playoffs is good enough without Brady. If Brady's back, you're thinking AFC title game. So that puts some pressure on him to prove it was the weapons. It was
But there's also pressure on him depending on where he chooses to go. Like that's what we said. You look at the teams that are going to be interested in Brady, they all have different ceilings. Some of them will say, hey, we got Brady. We're a Super Bowl contender. Others will say, hey, we've made the playoffs once in 20 years. Like we're talking about the Bucs.
Yeah, Tampa Bay is not a Super Bowl contender with Brady.
They'll take the playoffs, though.
It's a big
win for them, and it's a big win for him.
I think anybody who signs him, you have to think that the upside or the hope is the playoffs. Even Miami, if you invest in Tom Brady,
playoffs. It has to be
you
playoffs.
Have to say,
why else did
wild
you sign
card.
Him?
We're shooting for a wild card.
Yeah, you wouldn't.
Because otherwise,
the
continue the slow rebuild.
And some expectations would be higher.
Sure.
If he's in New Orleans, your expectations are you might win the Super Bowl with this team.
Yes.
Oh, easy.
Yeah. But no one's going to sign Brady and say, I don't think we should make the playoffs.
No, because
otherwise, why am I signing Brady?
That's dumb.
The big debate this morning on Golic and Wingo was they said... I know, because it was on in the gym this morning, so I saw it. They said, should the Dallas Cowboys trade Dak Prescott and sign Tom Brady for a couple of years?
Yes.
They get a whole bunch for Dak Prescott.
Well, so they have to franchise him first.
Franchise him, trade him,
yes.
And then
I think
then
they'd be better off. I think Prescott's kind of on that line. Like I think he's a fine quarterback. I think you can win to a certain degree with Dak Prescott, but they have sort of the pieces around them. Assuming they also re-sign Amari Cooper, then I think for 2 years... 2 years with Brady, you would win more than 6 years with Dak Prescott.
Plus, I think it's almost the only way, because Dak Prescott is a borderline franchise QB.
Yep.
I don't know what that word or terminology is.
It's actually one of the worst quarterbacks to have when it's a guy that's good enough where you have to sign him, but he's not good enough to necessarily win the Super Bowl. He's a Matt Stafford type. I mean, he plays different, but he's sort of like in that mold, I think, where you're like, well, he's our guy. Half the league's worse. But half the league's better.
So how do you replace a guy like that?
Brady. With Tom Brady for 2 years.
A guy that no one's going to question that, right? The massive Dallas Cowboys fan base from coast to coast will say, oh, you got rid of Dak. Oh,
Tom
Brady's
here?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go buy a jersey. I can't talk now. I got to go Cowboys.com and order a jersey.
They'd all buy in.
Right?
Yeah.
That would be the biggest jersey sale. I know he always leads anyway.
Yeah.
But a Cowboys-Brady jersey.
A brand new Brady's Cowboys jersey.
Holy Moses.
Or Raiders. Raiders would also sell.
That would sell well, but Cowboys are big.
No, I know.
They just, everything sells more from Dallas.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We'll add you into the mix as we discuss that part of the day as well. It's Dale and Keith with Andy Hart, and it's time to trend.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Now back to Dale and Keith, WEEI.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
What now?
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Keith is a nice guy.
Keith's a nice guy. Okay.
So screw you, Keith.
Yeah. Right.
Screw you.
We don't need you.
Stupid jerk.
We don't need you.
Kiefer Madness. Rich Keith is just that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
Bare naked penis. I would something
penis
like
penis
that.
Penis
men. A passenger from Michigan sat in dog feces on a flight.
Why do you think an alien would wear a wig?
I think for aesthetic reasons.
Red Sox take 3 out of 4.
Here we go. It's a Friday at noon 30. It means it's time for our Week in Review.
By the way,
Dale and Keith,
because you played that last cut, I will tell you that there is a major show announcement today on OMF at 3:30.
3:30?
I don't know if it's going to be said in the exact same voice.
OTAs at Gillette Stadium.
Whether it's going to be like that.
And it's the Celtics.
But it's coming up at 3:30.
Singles.
Any idea? Any tease?
I don't know.
Patriots start phase 3 of their off-season program today.
All right, well, we're all ears. Season 3:30?
3:30, I'm told.
3:30 it is. All right, Dale, this has become one of the more popular segments within a segment. That would be Wise Words from Wiggy.
And now,
when you look at
wise words,
the screw-ups versus getting it right
from Wiggy.
And they're in
starts.
double digit, like Tampa. So you get, you factor the weather and, you know, just the area. Pujols, this is unprecedented. Brown and Tatum were, and Kemba, they were throwing full bears at Cam. I mean, what's dancing on a pole? I mean, that's just showing.
That's all it is.
You see
great
that
athleticism.
You see that at Circus Dole all the time.
By
one
the
of
way,
the best. We tried to walk him through the Cirque du Soleil thing. He wasn't having
it's
it.
Not an easy thing to say, necessarily.
No, but, it isn't.
You know,
you see that at Circus du Soleil all the time.
Now,
Circus,
did you update it using this morning show when he said people with the coronavirus could be sent to an island, sort of like they did with Leopard's Island?
Oh, a Leopard's. Leopard's Colony, I think
yes,
he said?
Yes, Leopard's Colony.
Here's the Leopard Island.
Yeah. Oh, there that is. On Tuesday, we had a Kiefer Madness Revisited, where we took a look at the lady from Maine, fittingly enough, Dale, that takes animal droppings and turns them into
pieces of art. If you're joining us for lunch again, I apologize again.
Just a quick run through of some of what that lady had to say, her and her turdy works.
Turd right here is a halo on it, and we call that a holy crap. This is like central.
Are you proud of that?
I'm wicked proud of it. And not one person has said they smell, so I can actually say my don't stink. Oh, and another new product we got, and people are loving, is stool samples. It's a little wooden stool with a turd on it. I've got a business where I'm shipping crap all over the world. But this particular turd right here is a halo on it.
Yeah.
And we call that a holy crap.
That's it. That's our relationship.
So is she actually making money?
She's getting a television show. It's going to air on True TV. Yes.
Because her one-liners are tremendous. I'm a big fan of dad jokes, and those are like dad jokes central.
She's charismatic. And so I think the show's going to work out
well. Dale, do you know her?
I do not know her.
I just assume everybody
knows everybody in Maine knows everybody.
So we had somebody, Courtney, on Twitter, tweeted us that update to the story.
Yes.
You know, because we had done that like a year or two ago when it was just her. And then the update was now she's getting a show. And this same person tweeted us an image because she said, I was talking to somebody at work about Turdy Works. And the person said to me, oh, I actually have a piece of jewelry from her. And it was a necklace with tons of moose turds in it.
Moose turds.
There's a video or
you could sell me on a knickknack or a conversation piece, but I'm putting a turd on my neck.
Yep.
No, thank you. Turd earrings.
We got to learn a little bit more about Dale Arnold this week as we went in the Wayback Machine.
This doesn't always freaky side.
A little bit.
Happened to me.
You swallowed dip and threw up?
No, chewing tobacco.
You swallowed it?
I was a senior in high school. So final practice before the playoffs, the captain of the team, big burly catcher by the name of Mark Ponziani, shows up at practice with a whole bunch of packages of Red Man.
Oh, he's ready to go. Yeah,
so
get some Red Man.
We are all going to chew Red Man and look tough when we play in our playoff game.
Oh, you got sick?
So here we go, everybody.
Yeah.
Get your Red Man here. Here's some for you. Here's some for you. I'm out in center field. We're practicing. We're doing what we do.
Yep.
Nobody ever told me about the don't swallow part.
Yeah.
I didn't know that part.
No. And
I'm laying in center field wishing that a truck would come run over me at some point. Because I was swallowing, didn't work so good. Yeah. How would I have known?
It's a lesson, though, to the kids out there.
Dumb kid in high school who had never even thought about chewing tobacco.
I did it. Same thing. I knew you weren't supposed to swallow, but I must have.
You just did
accidentally.
That's a problem.
Isn't it awful?
I ate a full, large D'Angelo steak and cheese sub right before, and boy, did that revisit in just violent ways.
Oh,
but I tell you,
hard to hear.
Never touch the stuff again.
I've never gone.
It's
near
real scared
it
straight.
Sense.
It's a real hey. God. You're gonna smoke the rest of this pack. Type
Which
of situation.
Is it's perfect. It worked out. For, you know,
that's good.
You can lose your jaw that way. I saw health class.
Yesterday was the NBA trade deadline.
I'm on the website. Turdy Works. You confused me.
Yeah.
Did you see? There's a poopsicle.
Oh, they have everything.
And. Like, she's legitimately making money off this.
She's funny, too. Yeah.
That's you know what that's called?
Ingenuity.
Genius. Okay. Pure genius. Yeah. There are geniuses that make, you know, like electric cars or spaceships that go to the moon, but
I think this is better.
This is better. You turned poop into profit.
And you're not going to run out of poop, right? Unless all the animals go, which I guess, you know, climate change.
I wonder how she collects it. I mean, just out
with
in
her
the
hands.
Woods.
With a pooper scooper.
Are you just out in the woods trying to track down where the moose
now,
wander?
Is this, I was going to say, is this
Maine? You don't have to go that far, right?
No, moose are not as plentiful as you think.
Because you don't want farm. You don't want them in like a corral like they do with animals.
Well, they don't do that with moose.
You want free range.
They could. With buffalo.
But what if she puts them in a corral and then she feeds them buffalo wings to, you know, speed up the process?
I don't want
to
do
Good luck
that.
Rounding up the moose and getting
she
them
inside. She
needs
more poo if she takes off.
She needs a lot of poop. That's probably fair. Nobody covers trade deadlines in the four major sports like we do here at Dale and Keefe.
No, no one.
We will break into the action no matter what the trade happens to be. It could be a significant trade. Well, they're all significant, right? Because they're a trade
to somebody
in the NBA. In fact, one happened while we were talking to caller Mike yesterday.
Mike's on the cell phone. Hey, Mike.
That older guy who just called, forget about him. You know, he's closer to that than I am. Like, if he goes somewhere else, it would be cool to see him win another Super Bowl.
Sorry, Mike. We have another trade in the NBA. It is trade deadline day. It can
happen at any moment.
Let's go to Chris Scheim at the news desk.
Per Adrian Wojnarowski, the LA Clippers are trading guard Derek Walton Jr. to the Atlanta Hawks for cash.
Straight cash, homie.
Okay. Any idea how much cash?
Who cares?
Just said cash. Could be $5, could be $50 million.
Listen, Derek Walton gets traded. We're going to tell you about it. Do you think any other show in the city broke in with the Derek Walton trade?
I can safely say no.
I'd be willing to bet they did not. We had a few more during the day. Dale, could it be? Could it be?
It better be.
It is.
If he just dropped this for no reason, I'm going in there.
Nope.
Jake Crowder, who has
another one? Could it be?
Kershams.
It's another sham.
Memphis has also sent Solomon Hill to Miami.
Could you consider twice?
Wait a minute. Oh, no.
Kershams Charania, this Miami.
Guy, he's killing
Woj, isn't he? Deion Waiters. To Memphis.
Like, I just, why would he do that?
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Trade? So we have the full trade now.
Okay. Oh,
we have Justice Winslow, Deion Waiters, and James Johnson to Memphis.
James Johnson.
For Andre Iguodala, Solomon Hill, and Jay Crowder.
That was the missing piece, even with the lead.
We got to get to my favorite one, though.
All right. Fewest days of any month.
Oh, yeah, this is what we live for!
Per Adrian Wojnarowski, Golden State has agreed to trade D'Angelo Russell to Minnesota for a deal that includes Andrew Wiggins, a 2021 protected first-round pick, and a 2022 second-round pick.
Search SCAL wherever you find your podcasts.
Oh,
you know,
yeah!
I got to give credit where credit is due. Because I saw you two gesturing to each other.
I wanted to do it.
And
wanted me to fire it so bad.
Interrupt our guest.
Houston has traded Jordan Bell to Memphis for Bruno Caboclo.
Hoping that they stink, I guess.
Oh, no. In the update, there is another trade.
No, this is the worst.
Time.
This is the worst one of these we've done
today.
Don't
spoil the trades.
Oh, my God.
We go to the trade desk right now with our very own Chris Slapshot Shime. Chris,
a special clarification in the Minnesota Golden State trade. The second round pick, not a 22 pick. It is, in fact, a 2021 pick.
Oh, my God.
Did you just do a clarification?
Six locations are online with Awaken 180's virtual worldwide program.
Oh, my God. It's getting hot and heavy in the NBA right now. It's trade deadline.
If
we are approaching it.
Clarifying which second round pick is getting moved, I'm going to go in there and slap Shime right upside the head.
Come on, Shime.
Per Adrian Wojnarowski, the Portland Trailblazers are trading Scal Labissiere and cash to Atlanta.
It's the best.
See, I learned something.
Best.
Yeah. My favorite when you make one a mistake, was when we clarified which second round pick. Is
we're going to get
he
it right.
He didn't clarify. He fixed. He made it. A mistake.
Yeah.
So when I screw something up, I'm going to, from now on, special clarification.
The best is all you have to do is follow Woj and Shams, and that's it. That's the NBA news.
No.
There's nobody
else. Woj, Shams, and Slapshot Shime.
And Slapshot Shime.
I changed my name to Trade Desk Shime until the end of the NHL trade deadline.
I can't wait. So the NHL trade deadline day is what, 2 weeks away? Right around
there? I think it's the 24th, something like that.
So I'm excited about that. Oh, this was Caller of the Week. You want the Caller of the Week? We have time for the Caller of the Week? This is the Caller of the Week.
Tony's in Mystic. Hey, Tony, how you doing?
I got two little points to make, and then I'll get to my main point. Hashtag Dork Podcast. Greatest podcast going.
Oh my God!
Even if you want. Was a little buzz.
All right.
But, you know what? Are you
I was a little bit.
Where are you?
Yeah. Last night I had so many margaritas. I had a ton of margaritas.
My other little point is Shime has the singing voice of an angel.
Oh, Tony! And, this guy, caller of the year, Tony,
buttering us up.
Wow,
Chris Slapshot Shime.
What a guy.
Loves it? He didn't even have a good call?
No, he went on to say something great, too.
They didn't care about anything else that was said after that.
So that's how it works around here. You just brown nose and get in the weekend review.
You know, give a little,
little
whisper in the ear to the Dork Podcast. Nuzzle up to the neck of Chris Slapshot Shime. And
you're not drunk at all.
Now, you didn't have to. No, I was. It's a podcast. It's fine.
Speaking of which, were there no sword videos this week?
I'm cooking one up.
I thought this was going to be a weekly thing.
Something. Yeah, but kind
of. It ran out of fruit.
Yeah, we had
some
issues.
Well, I told you, move on to
meat. No, I did not. I actually went to the store. I got something up my sleeve here, but we were looking for the right day. And then it was all like overcast. I want to be able to shoot this where you can really see it.
And we're going back to moving targets.
Oh, I think we are.
Okay, because stationary was not as good.
Well, it's exciting.
I don't want to see freaking sawhorse.
Oh, I got some stuff. I got some stuff up my sleeve. Maybe this weekend I'll release another.
And it's a bigger, better fruit?
You better believe it. It's
from smaller would also be impressive at some point. Grapes would be very impressive.
That would be.
Just slicing grapes.
That would be.
Some hand-eye coordination.
Yeah, I don't know how good you are yet at the sword thing.
No, not great. I'm learning.
A grape off the wife's fingertip?
Oh, yeah, she'd let me do that.
Oh, that's a bad plan.
She'd let me do that.
That's
problem.
Not a good plan.
We also had a caller earlier this week that was, I guess, trying to make the point that Tom Brady was good, which Dale and I weren't arguing. And for some reason, he was very, very hung up on the fact that they recently, I guess, came back to beat the Falcons.
Yeah,
he really wanted to talk about the Falcons.
I'm the one who came back from Atlanta. No, but I'm just saying he had to have a career game, right? Against Atlanta. So I mean, so that's one Super Bowl that wouldn't have gotten if he didn't have a career. Is what I'm saying. I'm just saying, did he set a record of the biggest comeback? Right, but the one before was against Atlanta.
Holy Moses.
He was kind of cranked up about that game.
He was so jazzed up about the Atlanta game. We're like, yeah, it was a great game.
You say my references are dated.
They won. Yeah, that one's old. That's what I'm saying. Got to move on. They've played in multiple Super Bowls since that one. But it was a nice win. So
Brady's good. I don't really know. Who's he arguing with?
I don't know.
What was the argument? What did you guys say to offend him?
I don't know.
Hello?
I don't know. that was pretty much. I think that'll do it. That'll do it.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Michael Irvin will join us at the bottom of the next hour. Shime's going to give away money for no real apparent reason sometime next hour. It's Dylan Keefe with Andy Hart, Sports Radio WEEI.
You see that at Circus du Soleil all the time.
But this particular turd right here has a halo on it, and we call that a holy crap.
But the one before was against Atlanta.
Oh, and another new product we got and people are loving is stool samples. It's a little wooden stool with a turd on it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back to Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
is the telephone number. I just want to give credit where credit is due. The Toronto Argonauts, CFL, their general manager is a guy named Michael Clements. His nickname is Pinball. Michael Pinball Clements. So the Toronto Argonauts announced that they have granted American wide receiver S.J. Green's request for a release. Evidently he wants to, maybe get an opportunity to try out for an American team. Whatever. This is the greatest release I've ever seen. Quote, "A king will always be a king," said general manager Michael Pinball Clements. S.J. Green chauffeured leadership to the Toronto Argonauts from the day he arrived. A man best known for his hands helped hand deliver a title. He asked for his release to pursue other opportunities. We grant his request with a pint of sorrow and a gallon of gratitude and a gentle reminder that the door is still open. I'm just picturing Bill Belichick having this kind of a release.
Yeah.
This kind of statement when he makes a move.
Probably for Brady. When Brady moves he'll have something like that.
A pint of sorrow and a gallon of gratitude.
I bet he would.
Hey, that College of William and Mary education, getting the job done. Yeah, I looked it up. He's a fascinating guy.
Oh, is he really?
Michael Pinball Clements?
I thought I remembered the name. He played for the Chiefs. He was drafted by the Chiefs, played for the Chiefs, the Bucks, and then went north to Canada, but played for the Argonauts. Has been their head coach, their president, their GM, their CEO, their vice chair, their GM again. Like, he is the Toronto Argonauts.
What does that get you?
A pretty nifty release when you grab.
All right.
That was negative.
All right. I don't know. Have you seen a lot of CFL in your time?
I'm going to say, we love Michael Irvin, right?
Yeah, he's going to join us at 1:30.
I believe he is the best call-in guest in radio. I'm going to say there's a chance.
I'll give you that.
That Michael Pinball Clemens would be in that ballpark if you could get him to do CFL call-in.
Get the pinball on.
Right? I will search for the pinball.
Based on his writing, based on his smile.
I just want to see if he talks like that.
I bet you he does.
Get him
based on.
On
his smile, he looks like a salesman.
On. Can you tell a lot about a man's smile?
Yeah. On radio?
Well, no.
On the phone?
I'm actually looking at the picture.
He's using the internet to find
I did a little research deal. 55 years old. The guy's got passion, drive, energy. I'm telling you, he would be a great guest if you want to talk CFL.
And nobody...
That's my point.
If you want to talk CFL.
I don't know.
Yeah, there was the part of the whole sentence that kind of trailed off.
No, I bet you he has a theory on Tom Brady's future.
All I wanted to do was read the greatest quotes in the history of
it's a great release.
Yeah, you got it. Releases.
And if you're that guy, don't you, you know, have that sort of printed out, matted,
framed? Yeah, you feel pretty good about yourself. Probably have him sign
it. Have him sign it. That's a pretty nice thing to hang on your wall.
Letter of
recommendation for the next job.
That's right.
Mike's in Wakefield. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Gentlemen, what it is? How are we doing today?
Good. How you doing?
All right. Well, I'm just trying not to die on the Tobin Bridge here because people don't know how to drive.
They heard you.
But I do want to say that the Hashtag Dork podcast is definitely by far the best podcast that I listen to.
It's a great call, Mike.
Why?
It's a great call. Why not?
Well, that's also until next week where I release my podcast.
Hashtag Dork podcast.
I'm going to have to save my hot takes in the future for that.
Yeah, good call.
I did want to say that the Patriots made their choice, whether it was Bob Kraft, whether it was Bill Belichick, whether it was Tom Brady stamping his feet. When they let go of Jimmy Garoppolo, they made their choice. They chose their fork in the road. And now coming up with the money to keep him around is just part of what they chose. It's part of that bed that they have to lie in now that they made for themselves. I mean, and you guys were saying earlier that is Bill Belichick a failure if they go all of a sudden go 6-10 without Brady? And say, oh, well, you went 5-11 before Brady and now 6-10 after. The only exception to that would be if you had like a Teddy Bridgewater or even an Andy Dalton. If you still went 6-10 then I would consider a failure. But if you're moving forward Stidham, I would say 6-10 would be not acceptable for fans but understandable.
Yeah, I don't think anyone said failure.
No. I mean, come on.
But it's certainly...
There's too much track record.
You look at it and you say, okay, so with Brady, he did one thing, but when he had anybody else...
Although, I will say this, though. I mean, if you had a roster next season similar to what you had this year, David Andrews is back, James Devlin, you know, is healthy again.
Come on.
But, you know, at least similar.
Yeah.
And all you do is replace Brady and you replace him with Andy Dalton, just for the sake of a name.
Yeah.
I think you go from 12 wins to like 8.
Oh, I don't know if it's a... again, because the defense isn't going to be last year.
And more importantly, the competition the defense plays against won't be as bad.
Yeah, the schedule's tougher, so it's going to be tough to have like the apples-to-apples comparison because the defense is going to be different and the opponents are going to be a lot different. Like, if Andy Dalton was the quarterback for the Patriots when they were going up against second and third string quarterbacks for the first 8 weeks of the year...
You would have won.
Pats are probably still winning the division. Next year, different story, with or without Brady.
Now, the caller also, they made their bed when they made the Garoppolo. Well, so how long do you have to stay in that bed?
Can't
there be another fork in the road?
Right.
You won a Super Bowl, you went to a Super Bowl, but does that mean forever you're just beholden to Tom Brady?
I just think what's confusing, Belichick seems like a guy who is obviously worried about the now, but also the future. He's been here for a long time, and you sort of have to, you know, the whole get rid of a guy a year too early, too late, and, you know, the way you draft and, you know, sign players. For them to last offseason not sign Brady to an extension and then also just draft a quarterback in the fourth round, it didn't really seem like you had a 2020 plan, to be honest, for quarterback anyway. Right? Like, wouldn't you have given Brady the extra year or you would have drafted a guy in the first two rounds? One or the other. And they didn't do either. Now, maybe Brady comes back on a 2-year deal and it doesn't really matter that you didn't get the extension done last year because he signed a 2-year deal this year, but I wonder if that was really part of the plan. Like, what was Belichick really thinking? Like, if you asked him and he actually answered it, like, week 8, you're like, next year, who's your quarterback?
Well, I would say back to the draft, that's one of those things you don't know. Like, maybe they liked somebody. Mm-hmm. I'd have to go back and look at sort of how the quarterback picks went down. But
Stidham was, what, the 7th quarterback selected?
So maybe they liked somebody and they thought he was going to fall and then didn't.
So 2 years ago, they had 2 chances to get Lamar Jackson and they didn't do it.
Which I'm after still
they
kind of okay
after
with.
They reportedly interviewed him extensively.
Right. I mean, there are a lot of criticisms about last year's draft that you can have with the Patriots. I don't know that not taking a quarterback is necessarily at the top of the list, but it's fair to say, what's the plan? So you decided.
But like, they didn't trade for Josh Rosen. They didn't do it. Like, they didn't really put a guy on the roster that you would say he. Like, they didn't have that Jimmy Garoppolo version. Or even Jacoby Brissett, who was drafted a whole round earlier than Jarrett Stidham was.
Right, but to me, the bigger question is the fairest. What's your plan? What's your long-term plan?
I'm curious what it was.
Because your plan doesn't include giving Tom Brady a long-term contract. And by long-term, I mean 2 to 3 years last summer.
It just seems like the plan was, we'll figure it out. And it which is be. Risky for a quarterback.
Which, you know what that would fall in line with? The report that the whole from the Seth Wickersham, Bill says, give me the 15th best quarterback in the NFL and I'll win. Because you can find the 15th best quarterback, right? You can go get Andy Dalton Cam Newton or whoever, right?
Yeah, you've got better than that now.
If you believe all you need is the 15th best quarterback, you'll find that guy.
So
can you actually win with the 15th best quarterback?
Last year, there were three quarterbacks taken in the first round, of course, which they could not have gotten unless they traded like crazy. But Kyler Murray, Daniel Jones, Dwayne Haskins. Drew Locke to Denver was the only second-round pick quarterback.
Like, for example, they might have liked him.
But not at where they got N'Keal Harry.
Right.
Will Greer was the only
N'Keal Harry.
Drew Locke.
Yeah,
probably shouldn't have taken N'Keal Harry. Where you took N'Keal Harry? But hey,
Will Greer was the only third round quarterback
who sold himself. If you remember, as the perfect Patriot, they ran the system.
I thought he made sense.
And at the combine, he talked about they let me sit in on game plan meetings. I helped game plan with the coaches and blah 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 blah.
That didn't happen. He went to Carolina in the third round. Ryan Finley was in the fourth round, at the top of the fourth round. Then obviously Stidham, then late fourth round.
So all these guys went to teams where you could get their guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because Finley went to Cincy, right?
Yep.
So you could get Andy Dalton.
Yep.
And Will Greer went to Carolina where you could get Cam Newton.
Right, exactly.
But there are plenty, and maybe Bill accurately projected this. I don't know how much I looked ahead of this. I don't remember at the time. But this is an unprecedented class of available quarterbacks. People that you can
the free agency class is unreal.
Unlike any other. Yeah, and also, not that they would want one of these guys necessarily or that they would get one, but you're talking about all these guys have to find a team, whether it's Tannehill, Prescott, Drew Brees, Jameis Winston, on down Bridgewater. But then there's also maybe five quarterbacks that are going to go in the first round this year.
Right.
So some of those teams that need a quarterback say, well, we could sign whoever, but we're just going to draft Joe Burrow. We're just going to draft, you know, Jacob Eason or whatever, Justin Herbert. So,
and then you mix in the trade guys we just talked about.
There's at least
Dalton.
Three of the trade guys.
So you have a lot of quarterbacks to choose from. Now you'll have competition. There's other teams
looking
for quarterbacks. But I would see that's one of those things. Though. I don't know if it's a draw or not a draw. You want to come play for Bill Belichick and the Patriots? Yes. Do you want to replace Tom Brady?
No. No, you don't.
So I also I know the Wickersham piece supposedly had that thing about, I don't picture Belichick ever saying that.
I don't really either.
I mean, real honestly, I don't picture Belichick even in a room with his coaches saying, give me the 15th best quarterback we'll
because
win.
He is so specific. If you asked him that, well, he'd be like, well, what does my defense look like? What kind of offense do I have? Like, in a vacuum, you can't say put the 15th best quarterback on any team and I'll win with it. Right. If I have the best defense and the best running game and the best offensive line, yeah, maybe I can win with the 15th best quarterback. Do I have no weapons? Do I have the defense that gives up 30 points a game? Then no, I can't win. Like, he would never do that. That's why he always says, not real big on hypothetical.
He also wouldn't say, I would give Brady $30 million.
No, I don't think he'd say that.
He would say
but don't
that.
Let the facts get in the way of a good report.
I know.
617-779-7937. We'll get right back to your calls in just a couple of minutes. Michael Irvin will join us at the bottom of the hour. It's Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart, Sports Radio, WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.